like show business. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
Well, Linda, another vigilante movie.
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you that I have lists of movies from Taxi Driver to Equalizer. And now, entering that small retinue of women is
indeed.
Jennifer Garner.
Right.
And set it up for me, Linny.
Okay. The movie's called Peppermint.
Right.
And Jennifer Garner plays Riley North. Riley ain't no peppermint patty, I'll tell you. She's a young mother whose husband and daughter are gunned down by a car full of tattooed thugs. And she takes us on a fast, crazy ride of revenge to get back at these people.
Now, Linny, is there anything that is not a cliche in this movie?
No, absolutely everything is a cliche. All in capital letters.
I know. She's Lara Croft.
Oh,
she's
my golly.
The new superheroes, Spider-Woman stuff. She can really kick butt.
Yeah, she spends 5 years after this crime has happened to hone her skills get revenge on this corrupt legal system who let these bad guys go. And the LAPD is involved in this.
Yeah.
And they all turn a blind eye to this, I guess it's a drug cartel, very powerful drug cartel.
Yeah.
And these the people in power just ignore this tragedy.
Well, and it's difficult because there's so much firepower on the side of the drug lords. And there's so much fear that goes on. It's difficult for LAPD, particularly because there's a mole in there, as there always is.
Yeah.
There's somebody in there tipping off the drug lords.
Right.
And we find out toward the end. But this is all a part of that formula that we know so well. And we see some shots of Skid Row in LA.
Right.
Because this is where our protagonist is hanging out. This is where she's hiding.
Right.
And from there, she is just exercising some improbable murders.
Oh, indeed. And the plot line for me was so thin that you're not really sure how her husband is involved in this drug cartel, why they wanted him dead, except that maybe he refused to carry out some assignment.
Well, his buddy was more attached than he. His buddy had wanted him to drive the car. In an operation to make a lot of money, which he needed, and then he backed out.
That's why they went after him.
But that's an idea of how pervasive their retaliation and the fear in the neighborhood is that they'll murder somebody who didn't even pull off a job.
Right.
What about family, Linny? You know, I've commented before on even our superhero films. So much of this is about family. Is this again about family?
Well, sure. I mean, any mother that witnesses anything like this would want revenge and feel just dreadful pain, and she just takes it way over the top.
She does. I especially like how she takes care of that snippy neighbor of hers.
Indeed. Yeah. That just touches briefly on pressures of trying to belong to a group of people that you don't belong to. That was just so brief.
Well, I thought, if given your background in Upper Arlington and Bexley, that you could have seen a character or two like this.
Oh, sure.
Snotty, condescending.
All my friends are much nicer than that.
I know that. But still, it does have the ring of truth. And I like to look for rings of truth in these.
Right, exactly.
The other thing for me is how difficult it is for police to be able to get a hold of this business.
Right.
When you see them in their laboratory processing money, they're using machines that flip thousands of dollars in a few seconds. Wow.
It's very frightening.
Yeah. I while this is certainly large for the movie, I have a feeling that this kind of conflict between the police and the drug dealers is very real. And very difficult.
I know. That's one of the things that I really did not like about the movie is they glamorize guns and the use of guns, and we don't need that in today's world right now.
Yeah, I know. I suspect that you know, they talk about her getting military grade guns.
Yep.
And then what she does and what she uses, the automatic guns that are fearsome.
She's an expert.
And they have them as well.
Right.
I mean,
but there's not even much dialogue in the movie. It's all replaced with gunfire.
This is so true. Now, occasionally we have the usual, and this is part of the formula, the reminiscence about the young daughter she lost.
Yeah. And she'll little visions
right,
will show up.
Visions which drive me to distraction. Right. Like, okay, come on, get over it. Or mommy, you need to wake up because there's a bad guy in the next room. Yeah, you know, I could take so much of this.
But Gardner's role is pretty one dimensional. It's basically, I am woman, hear me roar. I mean, that's it.
And how you get the title Peppermint, you just have to go to see the film, because otherwise there's not a whole lot to hang on to.
Nope, there's not much. Pretty thin. Pretty thin.
Now, the ending leaves it open for a sequel.
Okay, you thought that right away.
Yeah, and I'm quite clear on the fact that it could go to sequel.
Okay.
Do you think she has a future in this?
I don't know. The character is so thin.
Yeah.
I mean, all she wanted to do was kill the bad guys, which we could understand, but that's all there was to her. There wasn't anything else to her.
Well, and now, Lenny, as we look at the actress Jennifer Garner, who actually graduated from Denison University in Granville, Ohio, right near us, does she have a future playing this role?
Oh, probably. I mean, if they were going to make another movie, they would probably use her.
And
she was good in the role.
You know, she's physically fit.
Definitely.
She has a certain intelligence about her as an actress that I like. A certain reserve, not a glamorous part, but a reserve. Still a beautiful woman.
Right.
But I like the way she presents herself as an actress. So I think that if they can have a better script, I'm with you all the way.
Right. I mean, they just need more story. It's just, I mean, it was so thin. It just shoot the bad guys.
It is. All right. It's another vengeance film, Lenny. Let me look through it. I've got a list of some vengeance movies.
Oh, boy.
From Taxi Driver and Death Wish.
Right.
Prisoners, John Wick, The Dark Knight, Magnum Force.
Oh, my golly.
Watchmen. Kick-Ass, which I like because that's a woman too, a young woman. And then Falling Down, the brave one. Gran Torino Clint Eastwood, which is not necessarily that, but Django Unchained, of course, and Walking Tall. And then the director of this film is Pierre Morel.
And I'm not familiar with
him. Well, he also directed Taken, the Liam Neeson.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go.
Okay, there you go.
A pedigree with a guy who knows action and revenge.
Okay, I got it.
The film is, Lenny, the film is...
Peppermint.
And what grade would you affix to it?
Again, it was just so thin for me, and I didn't like all the gunfire, and some of it was... There were moments where I thought was kind of humorous because it was just so... bad, but I'll give it a C minus.
Okay, and I'll give it a C just because I think Jennifer, and I'll give it a C because I think Jennifer Garner has a future, not with Ben Affleck, but a future.
I know, that's over. I want to go home and watch Snow White.